Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. Hi, okay, well, the information is pouring in. If you want to speak to the channel, press 1 now so that we can get you in the lineup, please. Okay, you know, I got to tell you, I'm hoping that the people in my community are in integrity. I hope if you say you're going to do something, you do it. I hope you play by the rules. Sorry, the channel is stopping me. Unless the rules are against self-love and empowerment. I'm really over people in my life, and I'm wishing them all away. And I think we should all do the same thing. I'm wishing all the people that are out of integrity, not truthful, not keeping their word, and like we talked about last week, getting away with what they can get away with. Done, over, wishing everybody bye-bye. I don't have room in my life for that anymore. It's kind of, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore, and I think that's a good place to be. And I want to talk a little bit about the upcoming webinar that's this Wednesday, Loss, Leaving, and New Beginnings, because they've been giving me a lot of information for the show around where we're going in Loss, Leaving, and New Beginnings. And of course, it's always in our webinars, they're always so amazing, and we always go to places that we didn't know we were going. And basically, this is the information that came in. First of all, you know that if we're the God of us, however we define that God is the God that we are. So the definition that we give ourselves is the first, most vital place we have to look and address. And they're saying we are the gods that struggle against ourselves about being God. Okay? So if we're here split in two, part of us going, yes, I'm powerful, I'm the creator of me, and the other part going, no, I'm not. I got to turn it over to everybody else, or it's all these people's fault why I can't do it, blah, blah, blah. That is literally creating a breakdown of signals within ourselves, because they told us that we were going to be getting information about electrical signals here. Well, that's the electrical signal that all of us for eons have been giving out. I'm in conflict with myself about how powerful I am. And we are getting hit big time now with those electrical impulses coming back to us from the ionosphere. We're getting hit big time because all of us are at the place where we have to put up or shut up. We have to go, okay, I'm the creator. I'm moving on. I'm going to be powerful. I'm not going to live in fear. I'm going to live in knowing. I'm not going to live in war. I'm going to live in peace within myself. That's not possible if we are fighting ourselves about what we know. People are leaving because the webinar is called Loss, Leaving, and New Beginnings. People are leaving because they didn't come committed to this. They didn't come into life committed to knowing that they were the God of their own creation. They came in to try it, to play around with it, but they didn't come in committed to it. They wanted to, we wanted to, but we haven't. And that's why us and so much of the world is in turmoil right now. So we have to release all this today, they're saying, from our aura. We want to release it from being held in our auric field. So let's come together with that intention that we are releasing all of this angst and struggle and fighting against knowing that we are the gods that create ourselves. And our direction is to release all of this from our auric fields. And this is the claim. Please, everybody, do it with me. Because, you know, just hearing the words, everybody go to your love place. Move into the state of love. As we claim, I commit to defining myself as the God of me who accepts me as the God of me. I create me. And so it is. There's a great free offering on my website that's incredibly powerful. Down at the bottom, it's free, and it's I Create Me. I invite all of you to go listen to that. And I invite all of you to peruse everything that we have in the store. There's some amazing things that are going to really back you up in whatever subject you're being challenged with right now. So let's do that one more time. Everybody move into their heart, please. I commit to defining myself as the God of me who accepts me as the God of me. I create me. And so it is. And they want you to know that the pets are leaving for a variety of reasons. We'll go into more of this on the all of this on the web on the webinar. But the pets are leaving for a variety of reasons. And one reason is because they don't want to be the power in your life anymore. They want to support you. But many of us use our pets as, well, not only a dumping ground, but they want us to learn basically how to balance ourselves. And then they'll support us in that, much like the one energy of creation. Do it yourself, then let us support you. But if me leaving, meaning your pet, if me leaving is going to be the end all and the be all of the happiness and the balance in your life, you are not doing your own job. Hold on. The next piece of information they want to give you is that we have been the God to us who creates circumstances in our lives that we have to save ourselves from. You know, people that come into our lives. And this is a pattern, guys. So everybody think about where your patterns are now. Bringing the same people back into your lives. Bringing the same situations back into your lives. Bringing money into your life and then losing it again. Right? We create circumstances in our lives that we have to save ourselves from. And I was listening to a special on a brain, and they said it in an absolutely brilliant way. We would rather master disappointment than embrace thriving. Yeah, just wrap your energy around that for a minute. We would rather master disappointment than embrace thriving. We have described that as the love of the roller coaster in past months, right? But we want to master thriving. We want to master ease. We want to be the gods of us that are all on board with the creation of that. So we're ready to move out of that, especially people in this community. But if we're fighting ourselves about whether we're the gods that can do that, then we're creating masses of chaos in our life that doesn't have to be there. And the biggest loss that we have to deal with right now, which again, they'll go into more on Wednesday, is the self. So what self do we want to lose? What definition of ourself do we want to lose and replace with a higher definition so that we're gaining more of ourselves? See, how you define yourself can be either positive or negative. It's our choice. God can be either positive or negative. It's our choice. And so it is. So I hope everybody's going to join us on this webinar. The webinars are amazing, hands down. 100% of my energy is behind that statement. Moving on, we only have 2 spots left for Creation Station, guys. So if you're called to it, if you've got a divine hit, if you go, gee, I wish I could go to that, write us, call us, we'll help you figure it out. But don't not listen to your divine calling. You know, a lot of new material is going to be covered because this work has expanded exponentially in the last 3 years. And so we've got 3 or 4 people that have done another Creation Station that are coming back to do this one. But basically, what you're going to walk out of the weekend with is absolutely knowing that you're the power, the love, the joy, and the choice. How to do it, why to do it, where you're falling out to do it. Because if we've got that mastered, we've got everything in our life mastered. Okay, can I go to the calls? Yes, I can. I want to get more calls in today. I'm going to Lynn. You were the first one on today. What's up, babe?
Hi.
Hi.
I think I'm just gonna do a general. What's going on?
Well, no, you have a definite question, Lynn.
Okay. The body aches and stuff, like especially in my lower back and my right hip, things like that are still going on. And I think the out of integrity stuff, I agree with you. I started this GKL thinking that I was going to be working 2 months, possibly part of it out of the country, getting paid a certain amount a day. And when the person that hired me, when I met with him, when it started, the day it started, I was presented with a contract saying that I wouldn't be paid until the end of the whole detail. And that's never happened before. And
well, that's not okay.
Yeah. And so I said to him.
So some of it's interesting because there's similar stuff happening in my life. And I'm the employer, right? So. So we want to, integrity, interestingly, is not the highest word. So first of all, I'm going to teach you a little mini lesson on how to do the work and the channeling. You have to get to the highest question. And the highest question is why we're not being respected.
Yes, exactly.
So I was asking my daughter about that yesterday, and she looked at me and she said, well, Mom, according to your work, you're not respecting yourself. And
exactly.
Lynn, I get that a yes about you and me. Now, what does that really mean? So that means it's for everybody that's ever going to hear this call. Okay. So everybody stop right now. And let's ask where, and it ties into what they started the show off with today. Where are we not celebrating how brilliant we are? Where are we not saying when people go, you're so fabulous and you look so great and you've changed so many lives and you're so wonderful and my God, you're so awesome. And we go, yeah, thanks. You know, yeah, I look okay for 70 or whatever our comeback is, right? Where are we not celebrating and respecting the God of who we are? Because the universe is going to match that. I did a private this week, and it was kind of a similar thing. You know, why was she being disrespected at work? Well, come to find out then that she had not been incredibly truthful about taking the job because she had fears, you know, here and there and the other place. And so that was being mirrored back to her. So, hold on. They're telling me to go to a core belief here. This page, no. This page here. Yeah, I'll never be good enough.
Mm.
So, again, back to what they were talking about in the first part, I'll never be good enough to know I'm the God of me that creates me. Well, guys, there ain't anybody else going to do it for you. Us. So if we don't accept today that we're good enough, we're God energy, we're the creative force in embodiment, if we don't accept that today, then we're going to get to keep being disrespected in the world because we're disrespecting our own power. So let's come together and say, by God, literally, by God, these things and more shall you do also. I am good enough to create me exactly the way I want me to be, which is all-powerful, almighty, all-loving, all-truthful, all-integrity, all-health, all-prosperity, all-joy, and all-contentment. That's who I am, and so it is. And that's your answer, Lynn. I respect me, so I attract all people who respect me as I respect myself. Now, of course, that means also that we respect others in the same way. Right?
Yes.
So nobody works for 2 months of their life and doesn't get paid as they're working, Lynn. Not
exactly.
Unless, you know, you're an artist that's creating a sculpture and you're not going to get paid until that sculpture gets sold, right? That's
mm-hmm.
another thing. That's another concept of trusting your creative self so much, you know. But I don't go in and do a whole movie and then wait for them to pay me.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
It's
not the way the world works, and it's not the way our rules work.
Right.
So
yes,
do you
exactly.
respect yourself enough, or do you have too much fear that the job will go away to respect yourself enough to ask for what you want?
Well, I did ask for what I wanted. I got back to him and I explained that this wasn't what I was explaining in the beginning, and I needed X amount every 2 weeks as a paycheck. And so he is thinking about it and is supposed to get back to me, I would hope by today. I'm going to ask him today if he if he doesn't come back to me, because it's been a couple of days. And I will not be going on the international part, you know, in another month, because he doesn't think, if he can pay me in 2 weeks, every 2 weeks here, he won't be able to do it there because of the expenses going out and blah, blah, blah. So I said, well, maybe I shouldn't be doing that leg of it then. And so he's like, oh, okay, all right. So, but I am. The first thing I thought of, I got a little like, wow, I'm shocked. And then I thought about what I needed. And then I thought, well, maybe this is supposed to like kick my ass out of doing this stuff and really say, the next job I book as an actor, I'm a working actor. And that's it. And I'm going to be taken care of.
But Lynn, you can't create that until you create the respect for yourself. And
this goes
across relationships and every subject in your life. Guys, listen, as you do anything, you do everything. So if there is a core within us that says, you know, I'm never going to be good enough to be the powerful creator that I want to be, I mean, we got to stop there. It's going to go across money. It's going to go across relationships, business, success, everything. For me, in integrity and truthfulness, if somebody's out of integrity and truthfulness, from now on, do not want them in my life, period.
I agree. Me too. And
okay.
This is perfect to start with today. It's a new beginning. It's a new energy, everything. It feels great. I feel really good and strong and powerful and happy and relieved. There's a nice feeling of relief.
There's a nice feeling of freedom when you get to the truth and go, I'm not going to fight myself. This is BS. This is not respectful to me. And I am going to be integrated, all of me, into knowing this. Okay, what a great start to the show and a lot of what the webinar is going to be about. Thank you so much, Lynn.
Thank you, Dee Dee. Love you.
You bet. You too. All right. I bet this is going to keep this going. Kim in Phoenix. Hi. Any of this sound familiar with what you want to talk about?
Oh, yes, it does, Dee.
Yeah, look at the surprise on our face.
Yes, and I was just listening to the previous caller, and I'm like, yeah. And
so what's going on?
Well, with the whole roommate thing, I served her the papers, the 5-day and then the eviction, and I came home from an event last night. I think this is a cashier's check or a money order. From what she owes me from last month, and this month is prorated because she says she's moving out by a certain date. I am cautiously optimistic. Tomorrow I'm going to talk to the attorney, and get some get information from them, and go to where it's from a credit union. She got this thing from. And talk to them to see if this is actually bona fide and real.
So basically, she was in arrears. She disrespected you in
you
that
bet.
Way. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you have not brought into balance that part within you. And it's exactly what we've been talking about, Kim. Are we going to get off in saving everything still? In saving ourselves, are we going to keep, because you know this is a pattern with these roommates.
Yes, it is. And Dee, I am not kidding. After I get this woman out, I am done. I'm done.
I'm with you, Kim.
Yeah.
I'm at the same place. And the channel is saying that's good. Be mad as hell and don't take it anymore, but make sure you know you're talking to yourself. I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this crap that I keep creating in my life anymore.
I realized, you know, Dee, I created it because I was going through all the cancer stuff, and I was scared. And look what I attracted. I attracted the former roommate that I had to kick out, and I was still dealing a little bit with the cancer, and, you know, I attracted this, and I can't do this anymore.
But, Kim, what they want you to know is the cancer and this is the same thing. What can listen to me, everybody.
Okay.
What can I create that I have to save myself from? Do you see that all the things you're talking about have that in common? How can I save myself from the cancer? How can I save myself from the situation, you know, with the roommate? How can I save myself from not having enough money? How can I save myself from the mate that I don't even know I want to be with anymore? It's all, how can I save myself from me? How can I save myself from me being divided against myself around the power of who I am? I'm telling you, my Baptist preacher's out today big time, and it's a good thing. We have got to really stand up and go, you know, I'm not doing this anymore to me. So what do we want? That we want to know that we're all integrated, you know, about that claim that they gave us. I commit to defining myself as the God of me who accepts me as the God of me. I create me, and so it is. And then we better be damn sure and clear how we choose to create ourselves. And we named that off. We named it all off. We claimed it. We claimed it for our aura. There's... am I supposed to do that now? Hold on. I got to find the piece of paper because I didn't think I was supposed to do this today.
Okay,
we're claiming this for our aura. Any aura disturbances, all negative polarities, all negative emotions, and all negative etheric influences. We claim this today, and we state again, from the state of love, I commit to defining myself as the God of me who accepts me as the God of me. I create me, and so it is. Okay. That's it, Kim. That's it. Just, you know, start loving yourselves, guys, respecting yourselves, honoring yourselves. Honoring yourselves as the awesome, amazing person you are. It has got to start with us. That's what our entire political system is playing out right now. That's why so many people are leaving, because they are not up to knowing the power of who they are. But you are, or you wouldn't be on this call, and you would not be in this community. We are up to this. And by God, we're doing it. Thank you for calling in, baby.
Yes, ma'am, and I owe you about, I don't know how many dozens of cookies, but I owe you a shitload. Thank you, because when you said the cancer,
baby.
When you said the cancer thing, it's just like, oh my God, it just hit me. What the hell I've been doing?
Well, what we've all been doing, Kim.
Yes,
so,
yes,
woohoo,
ma'am, yes.
And yippee,
yes.
And
yeah,
God, I love
it.
Myself for getting there, right?
Yeah.
Thank you. Woohoo.
Okay,
goodbye.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, let's keep it going. Iris in Philadelphia, you're on, babe.
Hi, Ivy, how are you?
Pretty good.
Yeah, well, I feel special being mentioned before the...
Well, now, I didn't claim that anybody was around that there.
I know. So,
but you see, you know, guys, anything that you bring in a private or on the show or anything expands everybody, because you have to understand they're all pieces of a magnificent puzzle that we're putting together, a magnificent healing tapestry, right? And
right.
And everybody brings in pieces of that And it's our job to stand back, be objective, and put it together. So what's your question today, Miss Iris?
I guess I don't know exactly what to say. Well,
I think that's your challenge, Iris, is you keep telling yourself that, right? I'm not powerful enough to really know clearly how to state what I want.
Okay.
And we dealt with that, some of that, in your private session. So
yeah.
if you're not worthy to know what you want, who the hell's going to tell you, Iris?
No one.
So you do know. I want you to give yourself permission to state what you know right now. What do you want?
I want clarity.
Good. Now, you see how easy that was? Now they would like to know, could you define that a little further? I want clarity about.
I want clarity about if the job is indeed going to get better and therefore I can stay, or if it is time to.
Iris, they are saying the answer is the same answer they gave you before. You shift you.
Yeah.
And you be more clear about your self-respect and how you are demanding respect because you respect yourself, and the job shifts.
So I wouldn't necessarily have to leave if I shifted.
That's a true statement. That is a true statement, and that they gave you that the other day, baby. But they also told you it's not going to shift and you're going to want to leave if you don't shift the respect for yourself. And know that you're powerful enough to be very clear. Listen, everybody, that your energy is very clear and sending out to the universe, I will and I am respected. I will be and I am respected now.
Okay.
I am demanding this from myself. I am demanding this from the universe.
Right. Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. There's nothing else, but you've got to address that within you. All of us have to address that within ourselves.
Does it have to be like a confrontation or conversation with one of these bosses, or is it enough to just change my own energy, I guess?
I say this probably every show. You change yourself, the universe shifts around you. Okay? But if you shift yourself and they don't shift, then you have to speak your truth.
Right.
Okay, thank you. Good clarity on that. You bet. Hello, Maria in San Francisco. You're on.
Hi, good morning. Thank you very much.
Good morning. You bet. What's up?
I am having tremendous problems trying to create. I'm having tremendous problems trying to come into my power. I feel I have a fog over me.
You do not have a fog over you, Maria. You are your own fog. So it's a tough love show. Know that we love you, but we're going to tell you the truth here. Okay, so you don't have a fog over you. Nobody's doing it to you. The universe isn't coming down on you. The angels don't find you out of favor. The guides are not showing up for you. That's not true. None of that's true. So let's all look at ourselves. That's only where I want you to look today. Okay. So if you're having problem creating, when I say you're absolutely taking action toward learning how to create and actually doing that, I get a no. So this is what most of us do. We sit and let's say it's around money. We don't have enough money. And we keep recognizing that we don't have enough money. And why don't I have enough money? And oh my God, let me see how much money I don't have. And let me worry some more about money. And we think that is going to create more money for us. And that's what you're doing. Can you identify that when I say that?
That I'm worrying more than creating, yes.
Yeah. Well, then you've answered your own question, baby. Worrying is not creating. Focusing on
right.
what you don't have is not creating. So if your words were, I'm having problems creating, well, that's why, because you're not creating. You're thinking about it. You're worrying about it. You're noticing what you don't have, but you're not creating. You're also not doing, you're hearing the steps, but you're not doing it. Like when I say you have found and identified your love place and use it every day in your creation, I get a no. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. Then are you starting to see how you say that you want something, but you fight yourself against creating it? Can you see that now?
Yes, except I think I'm wondering if there's other energies that are doing that, like the depression and negative energies and entities. I've had people work on me and trying to cut cords and get rid of these energies, and I feel like I want to go, and then I just feel like there's just big weight on me to even like get out the door to deal with anything.
Okay, they're going to give you a core belief. The answer is no. If it makes you feel, again, like you are in charge of your own creation, I will and can give you a command. I ask to be clean of all negative entities and energies now. I command you back to the light now. What that does is a direction to you, Maria's energy, to release anything negative within you that's holding you back. I ask to be clean of all negative entities and energies now. I command you back to the light. Okay. I want to give you a core belief. Okay, well, here we go. And this is exactly what they talked about in the first of the program. I have to struggle to conquer. So she's bringing this in for all of us. If we have to struggle to conquer, like I've got to conquer my cancer, I've got to conquer my money problems, I've got to conquer this relationship, right? If we have to struggle to conquer, we are never creating, ever. We are struggling to get on top of why we can't create. But the truth is, you can always create, guys. That's the truth. And that's why we have to get back to the power of us, Maria, and knowing that it's all about us. Okay? They're saying it would help you a lot. It's free. Go into the archives and listen to old shows so that, because basically the biggest thing you have to do, and the biggest thing that we are doing, I want to be clear with everybody. I'm teaching you how to retrain your brain through spiritual practice. And if we are not retraining our brains, as Ramtha said, when we use our whole brain, we'll know that we're God. Because all of our brain will default to the positive empowering, respectful, honoring place for ourselves and the world. So, Maria, do whatever you can do. Listen to the old shows. Listen to positive, uplifting meditations. Get into brain work. I'm telling you, I'm doing this whole brain thing with John Assaroff right now, so I can tie some things in for this community for you. And he's doing the same thing I've been teaching you to do. You know, feel love, feel joy, and then create a, you know, what he calls an anchor. Create a new brain synapse. But you got to do it through positive emotions to retrain your brain. Sure, you can use God. Sure, you can use the angels. You can use anything that works for you, but you can't use them without using yourself first. Do you understand, baby?
Yes.
Okay. So you can absolutely do this, but you're not doing this. So don't feel like you're losing until you really start taking action to do and create what you want, and you haven't yet. Once you start that, things will turn around for you. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, baby. You can do this. Check back in. Okay. Okay, and we're going to Eileen in Brooklyn. Hi, honey.
Hi,
Hello,
Dee.
Hi, baby.
I have a couple of questions. One is, I realize, and I've heard you say this among other people, that people are leaving because they are having a hard time with what is going on in the world.
No, I didn't say that. Whoa, I got an echo here. I'm saying that people are leaving because what's going on in the world is making them face the fact that they don't know their own empowerment and they don't respect themselves as the creators they are. So when the stuff going on in the world is happening, they're going, oh, my God, I have no control. I have nothing to do about it. You know, there's nothing I can do about it. I'm not the creator of me, you know, blah, 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 blah. And they just don't want to deal with the fact that they've got to move into their own empowerment.
Okay, but there are exceptions. Like, you know, I've been struggling with the loss of my friend Jeannie. And she certainly was on board with her guides, you know, with what was going on in the world. And it feels to me like in her case it was an exception.
Okay, and I can only tell you what my channel is telling me.
Okay.
That she was totally on board with the guides and the angels and everything, but she was not on board with herself as the powerful creator that she is.
Okay.
You know how dear and close Jeannie was to me. Look, guys, I'm not fully on board. This is a work in progress that the great souls are being asked to embrace right now. And there are moments where I literally go, I'm so tired, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna, because that's what I'm here to do. That's what I came in to do. I'm supposed to be doing it and walking through it so that I can help a lot of other people do it and walk through it. And if I can't identify with how difficult and challenging it is, then I can't empathize with all of you and still go, yeah, but that's not the answer. The answer's us.
Yeah. Okay, well, that makes sense. But, you know, ironically, I've been going through, in addition to the reflux, which is incidentally better.
Good.
these cataracts that I need to have surgery on. So I'm seeing the world in a distorted way.
Yep.
Just because of the nature of cataracts.
You have cataracts because you're seeing the world in a distorted way, honey.
That's what I figured it was.
Yeah. And by the way, cataract surgery is nothing, guys. Not a doctor. I'm not a doctor. But my grandmother at 87 had cataract surgery with anesthesia and everything. So, you know, my sister-in-law just went through it. It's nothing to be in fear of unless you're out of trust.
Right.
So what do you want to create around your cataracts? First of all, you want to choose to be the God of you who sees the world clearly through the eyes of an empowering God.
Yes.
Okay?
Absolutely.
And then on the physical plane, you've created these now. So go have them taken care of, honey, and know that you are bringing in the highest doctors and anesthesiologists, and it's going to be a piece of cake, and you're going to see the world much more clearly in its beauty, in its beauty, in its love, right, in its integrity, in its truthfulness.
Okay.
Okay? Hold on. Is there anything else? That's it, baby.
Thank you.
And let's just take a moment. Because Jeannie was such an important, loving part of this community, to just open our hearts and send her a big old hug. I can hear her laughing right now and going, thank you. And so it is. Thank you, darling.
Thank you.
Oh, Miss Jeannie, I can hear her voice. LaVon in Nevada. Hey, babe.
Hi there. Boy, you are just so motivated today. It's interesting that we wait until we're at our wit's end before we really get in there and, you know, pack it a punch. But
well,
we all do it.
Well, yes, back to, hold on, I want to read it. We would rather master disappointment than embrace thriving. You know,
right.
I embrace thriving from this moment on. I'm done. I'm
absolutely
over it, you know.
Absolutely.
I am into the creation of me as the thriving God that I am. Woohoo! Okay, what can we do for you, baby?
I get really restless and irritated with routine and repetition.
Yeah,
and
you're bored as hell.
Yes.
Well,
absolutely.
Do something that excites you then. What excites you? See, you're caught.
Yeah.
Because you're bored as hell, and yet you're afraid. They're showing me somebody almost putting their toe into the water. You know, you're going to be bored if you guys, you're going to be bored, you're going to be stuck, and you're not going to respect yourself if you don't jump into the pool and do the hoochie-coochie. You got to put your whole self in. So what is it that you keep wanting to put your toe in and you don't?
That's a good one. I'm not quite sure. Life, period.
That's a true statement. So now we're going to another core belief.
So I've been watching life, not living it.
Boring! Okay,
yeah.
And this is why you have a very, very, very deeply buried belief. God betrays me or I betray me. So it's the same thing. If you betray you, then God's going to betray you. If God betrays you, you betray you because you're one energy. But if you believe that you're going to betray yourself or God's going to betray yourself and God would take the form of all the people out there then, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you're not going to put your toe in the water, baby. You got to know that all energy comes through for you. All energy
my
supports
mother,
you.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, my mother used to say, everybody in the pool.
Yeah.
I can hear her saying that. Everybody in the pool. Everybody
well,
get in there.
Did you?
No, I was scared to death of the water.
Uh-huh. Well,
I was afraid of drowning.
I'm going to be your mother right now. Actually, your mother is coming through and going, you know, you picked me to get you in the pool, and you're still not there.
She was pretty outgoing, and yeah.
Okay, so where did you get the belief that God betrays you or you betray yourself? How did your dad give you that belief? What did he model for you?
Dad was not there for us. He was a wonderful provider. We had a roof overhead and food on the table, but that was it, you know. And women were second class. We didn't count.
We belonged
in the kitchen and the bedroom, you know.
So
typical.
Let me ask you, baby, do you want to still keep following your dad's?
Heck no.
Or would you like to switch over and give your mom some time now?
Oh, sure. She was fun.
Okay, can you go have fun and start living life and, you know, go to a strip show or something. Do something that's so far freaking out there for you that you would, you know, just go jump in the energetic pool of life, sweetheart. Find out you're safe. You see, you can't know you're safe until you get in and you go, oh,
true.
My God. When I'm relaxed, I float. Wow, who knew? Right? Okay.
True.
All
and
right, baby.
My sister Julia and I will be there in November. So woohoo!
I know. I am so excited. Thank you for joining us for Creation Station. Let me tell you, you will not be leaving this weekend without jumping in, baby.
That's fabulous.
So looking forward to having you. Thank you, baby.
Okay, bye.
All right, I got time for maybe one more. Daniel in Arizona, you're on.
Hey there, Dee.
Hi, honey. What can we do for you?
This, I think, kind of relates to everything that's gone on so far on the call.
Undoubtedly.
And it's a two-parter of how do we recognize when we have created it and just aren't seeing it? And when we're seeing a negative coming at us, how do we recognize what that's telling us we're not doing?
You don't see a negative coming at you. You don't see the negative.
No. Okay.
You know, because if you are only focused on the positive and the knowing of what you are creating, if a negative presents itself, you look away and you create a positive. You cannot focus on a negative and continue to create a positive. And to answer your first question, Daniel, that's an easy one. You feel good. You know when you're creating powerfully what you want because you feel strong and happy and empowered, right?
Yes.
That's true for him? Yeah, I just want to make sure that you didn't feel empowered by creating the negative, because you can be the God of you and define yourself that way too, but that's not the case with you. The case with you is that you doubt that you created it. And so when your creation comes to you, it's like, oh, well, I was lucky. Or, oh, well, you know, this time I got it. And they're going, no, a lot of the time you're creating, but you got to acknowledge your creation, guys. You've got to acknowledge, wow, aren't I hot? Aren't I amazing? Look, I did it. I knew what I wanted. I felt love and joy around it. I held my focus on it. My brain shifted. And look, I got a whole new perspective in creation here, and I did that. Sure, you get support from the universe, but not till you do it yourself. You understand?
Oh, yes.
Okay. There's nothing else. That was a good wrap-up. Thank you. All right, guys, just know unmistakably everybody's question was answered today. Look where you're in integrity. Look where you're not respecting yourself. Look where you think you don't have the power. That's where the gold is. And continually keep claiming, I am the power of me. Let's just claim it today. Go to your love place. Woohoo! Yippee! Ha! Woo! Great sex! I am the power of me. And know that whatever definition you put on that is the power that you create. Till we meet again. My God, what a show. Until we meet again, love yourselves and 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 love yourselves more. Because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.